We are recording, and we're learning Parshat Nitzavim, and only a couple of parshas left to the end of the Torah. And this here, and this is Parshat starts kind of in the middle of a Moshe's speech. It doesn't start with Vayedibar Moshe; it just starts straight Atem Nitzavim Hayom, because it really started last week's Parsha, and it's warning of the consequences of breaking the Brit. What's going to happen? And Moshe says, source one, Lo yoveh Hashem shloach lo, Hashem will not desire to forgive him. Ki az yashar af Hashem, because God's wrath will flame, will smoke, will flame up. The kinato, and God's jealousy, God's vengeance, be'isha who on that person. Ratzah kol ha'alah ha'ketuvah b'sefer hazeh, and all of these curses that are written here will come upon him.
Oh, isn't
Crouch.
Ravtsa the word used?
The crouch.
Like,
Oh.
that's in Breishit.
The
It's,
lapedach chatat rovetz is exactly what you by Kai. Sin crouches at the door. Yes, so that's the crouch. Right. Here is the right. The guy's doing the sin. It's the curses that are crouching. Prepare in readiness for him. Here, Hashem will erase his name mitachat from beneath the heavens. V'dilo Hashem l'ra'ah b'kol shivtei Yisrael. Hashem will set him aside out of all the tribes of Israel. Kol ha'brit haktuvah b'sefer Torah zeh, just like all the curses of this brit that's written in the Sefer Torah. V'amar hadar acharon, and later generations will say, your children who come after you, and the stranger who comes from a distant land, and they will see the plagues of this land, that tachluha and all the illnesses asher chalashem bad Hashem placed upon it, gafrit v'melach, brimstone and salt. I love the word brimstone. Right, sulfur sounds so benign. Brimstone, right, lava. Brimstone and salt, shreifa, the whole land burning. Lo tizara, lo tatzmiach, it will never be planted, never sprout. Lo yaleba kol esev, not a blade of grass, no grass will grow. K'may pechat Sodom va'Amora, like when Sodom and Amora were overturned, Adamot Zvi'im and the cities of Adamot Zvi'im, Asher afach Hashem ba'po v'chamato, that Hashem overturned in his anger. Okay, it's bad. Their punishment with the punishment of Sodom and Amora, and Sodom and Gomorrah. Okay, and as it describes it in Bereshit, Hashem himtir al Sodom va'Amora gafrit va'esh. There's your brimstone again. It only appears twice in the Torah. Pretty sure, here in our parsha talk about the punishment and Sodom va'esh, brimstone fire made Hashem hashmayim from God from the heavens. Ve'efoket el, and he overturned those cities that kol kikar, the entire valley, the kol shvei harim, and all the inhabitants. All the plants were all wiped out. That's what he's describing, right? What's interesting is that while everywhere else there's a threat that if the Jews don't listen to Hashem, they'll be punished. But this one's different. Because look at the Torah, look at everywhere else in the Torah, the threat and punishment is a natural one, right? Drought, war, exile, right? This is from the verse of the Tocha. That dust will rain down, sandstorms, dust storms, those are real. They will come to you from the heavens until you're wiped out. You will be beset by your enemies. You'll go out to fight one way, and you'll run away in a panic in seven different directions. And you'll be despised by all the nations of the earth. And your corpses will be eaten by the birds and the animals, and none will frighten them away. That's bad. But it's natural. Those are things that actually do happen. Okay?
What's avak and afar? That's natural.
Yes, dust and powder and dust.
Oh, like
Dust storm,
a
sandstorm.
sandstorm or whatever.
those
Dust
happen, right?
Bowl, the
The dust,
Dust Bowl.
the dust bowl, exactly what happened, exactly what he's describing, and you'll starve. Okay,
Okay.
Shema talks about, that the rain won't fall, there'll be drought. So this one's different, okay, because this is supernatural. Gafrifa melech, brimstone salt, don't fall from the sky. Don't normally be a fall there. Don't normally fall from the sky, right? And in fact, as Nevuah, it never happened, right? What actually happened was war, famine, exile, right? There were entirely not, there weren't massive miracles when the Beit HaMikdash was destroyed. So presumably this is all metaphoric, right? Some of this is a metaphor, but then I ask, what's the metaphy? I've
Okay.
used that term before. What is it? What is it? What's the point? What are we trying to learn from this metaphor there? Why are we just comparing the threatened destruction to Sodom? Why bring Sodom and Amorah up? Because Sodom was a long time ago. I mean, even before Bnei Yisrael, from the time of the Torah, Sodom was 400 years plus before that. So it makes sense to threaten the people with something they're familiar with, something from the past generation. So you see that as well, the Torah, right? Yachash Hashem b'shchem Mitzrayim. God will punish you with the boils of Egypt. Okay, I understand why he's just telling him, think about all the bad things in Egypt. Don't let those happen to you. Okay, we're in Devarim here. Yeah, Hesir Hashem b'chol choli, and the positive thing, God will take away all your illnesses. Kol madei Mitzrayim hara'im, and all these awful diseases of Egypt. Asher yedata, that you knew about. Lo yisinam ba. That makes sense. Why Sodom? Why bring it up? None of the people there had ever seen Sodom. You may have read about it, legend in the past. But this image of Israel will be destroyed, the way Sodom was destroyed, comes up a lot. And we look at the other Nevi'im. They bring this up a lot. Yeshaya, this is Haftorah for Shabbat Chazon. As a nevuah of the destruction. If Hashem had not left us a small remnant, we would have been like Sodom, we would have been left like Amorah. And then he turns to the people then and says, no, Shemu Devar Hashem Ketanei Sodom. Listen to the word of God. Oh, you leaders of Sodom, talking to the Jews, right? You are the leaders of Sodom. Listen to the Torah of God, Am Amora, you people of Amora, right? Bnei Israel is Sodom and Amora. Or Yirmiyahu, Univi'ai, and in my vision, Yerushalayim, Re'iti, I saw Yerushalayim, Sha'arura, it's evil, Na'uf, adultery, Valoch B'Sheker, lying, Yizchizku Yad Mere'im, and you strengthen the hands of those who do evil. And no one does tshuva from their evil. All of you are like Sodom, the inhabitants are all like Amorah. Or Yechezkel, looking at the impending destruction of Yehuda. Bachelcha gadola Shomron. You Yehuda, look at your big sister Shomron. Kiyuvnotah. Her and their daughters, her inhabitants, that are to your north, or that were to your north. They've already been.
North, your left.
Well, so, anything about directions in Tanakh. Kedem forward is east, Smol is north,
Is.
Yamin is south, and Achor is west.
Oh, that's weird. Okay.
Well, we're used to seeing if north is up. But think about it, right? Kedem means east, right? Teman, Yamin is south.
Yeah. Wait,
Yam
so your
HaCharon is the
left,
west.
if you made the north, south, east, west like a compass, so the
East
left
is
would.
forward, left is north,
Oh, I see.
right is
Yeah.
south.
Yeah.
So also on your left literally means it was Shomron to the north of Yehuda. And your little sister who lived in your to your south on your right, Sodom Uvinata, was Sodom, right around where it's now the Dead Sea, south of you. Did you not go in their ways? Dov en Yassit, and you did their abominations. Kimat Kit, in a little bit, v'tishchati mehen b'chol derachayach, and you would have done even worse. You have been more destructive than them in all of your ways. Chayani, I swear, God says, imasatasadam b'achotcha. Even a tech, a sherasita at benotayach, that Sodom, your sister, did not do as bad as you did. You and your inhabitants, talking to Yehuda. You're even worse than Sodom. Or in Echa, after the destruction, Vigdalabon Batami. The sin of my people was greater, Mechatat Sodom, than the sin of Sodom. Hafuchak Morega v'lo chalu, that was turned over in a moment without anyone touching it. Okay, so why? What was Chatat Sodom? What was the sin of Sodom? What made it so bad? And we're saying, well, the Jews were even worse. Yehuda was even worse than that. They deserved the punishment of Sodom. So what was the sin of Sodom? The Torah doesn't specify. So we have to infer. Okay, we know it was bad, right? This is back when Abraham, contemporary of Sodom, and Lot goes to live there, and the Torah tells us. People of Sodom were bad and really bad, very much sinning to God. And that's unusual. Usually the Torah doesn't make editorial comments. Like we just look at the actions there. Here telling something was bad.
What?
Only we Torah usually doesn't tell us that someone's bad.
Oh.
It just describes the actions and we can draw that conclusion. Torah says explicitly, Anshei Sodom ra'im v'chataim Hashem ma'od. And in English, there's this word sodomy,
Oh, right.
which
Not
is
that.
not that. Clearly, it's not that. I mean, that's come from the, I mean, yeah, it's from that story of the angels there. But the sin was not a, the problem was not sodomy. That's not what got them destroyed. Yechezkel, in that paragraph we quoted, tells us exactly. Okay? Right? This was the sin of Sodom, your sister, right? Talking Yehuda, right? The arrogance of those who were full of bread, were satisfied with bread, the shalvat hayala, who were living in peace and quiet, hayala, that they were in peace and their inhabitants were in peace. Yad ani ve'evyon lo he didn't strengthen the poor and the hand of the poor and the needy. And you were arrogant and you did these abominations before me. And I removed them the way as I saw fit. I wiped them out. You weren't.
Although Toeva sounds like Toeva doesn't quite sound like not helping the poor.
That's what Yechez is saying. That is a toeva.
I know,
That
but
is what he's saying here, right? It's used for toiva as an araya. It's also used for not kosher, lo tochu toiva.
right.
And dishonest measurements are also called a toiva. Cheating in business, lots of things. That's
So here you're saying toeva means not helping the poor?
yeah, that's the toiva he's complaining about. Jesus, here.
Okay.
Okay, and Yeshaya, I said what we just quoted, right? He's talking about Shmu Devar Hashem Ketinei Sodom. Listen, oh, you leaders of Sodom, you B'nai Israel, I'm calling you Sodom. How do you get over that? Nimdu Heitev, learn it well. Yeshu Mishpat, seek justice. Ashru Chametz, right? Make the sour happy. Shiftu Yatam Rivu Amana. The orphan. Sorry, I have to change here.
What is Ishru Chamutz?
Yeshru, Ashrei, be happy. Chamutz,
Chamutz?
yeah, like pickles, the
Yeah, but what
sour.
is that phrase? What does that mean?
Yeshru chamutz, make the sour happy.
You mean look
Sour
at
people.
things?
No, I think it's people who are down. Make them happy.
I see. Okay.
Okay, I'll see how Koren translates it. But Yeshru chamutz, right? Make the sour happy. Pasuk Yud Zayin.
Yeah, how would you translate
You
that?
translate,
Uplift the oppressed or something. Relieve
yeah,
the
relieve
oppressed.
the oppressed. Okay.
Okay. Good.
Okay.
That's a funny phrase. It didn't catch on.
I like it though. It should be, right?
Yeah, it should be.
Right? Make the pickles happy.
Du Shumish Pot
That's not
that caught
right.
on,
That's
Shiftu
right.
Yatom. Yeshu Chametz
Right? Bring a
hasn't didn't
smile to
get good
you know.
traction. But I like it. It's very concise and
It is.
good.
So you start you start bringing a smile to people's face. Your job is now Yeshu Chametz.
It's funny.
Okay, and the Gemara goes on and on. It's like two dafim, two amudim of the cruelty of Sodom, right? When it talks about the sins of Sodom, it's again, it's not sodomy. It's all about, here we go, Tanu Rabbanan, Anshei Sodom, let it go, that the people of Sodom became arrogant. B'shvil tovah she'shvil hem kosh baruch hu, that of course the gifts that Hashem gave them. It was a fertile land, Amru, and they said, Ki me'achar she'aretz, mimeni yatzal lechem, that our land, the bread comes out of our land, we have grain, but afarot zahav lo, and the dust is gold. Lama lanu of Rachim. Why should we want people to come through here? To travel? Why would you want travelers coming through here? They just want our money. Let us cause the law of the traveler to be forgotten from our land. We don't want any visitors. We don't want any strangers.
Now
You get
that's that's a well like that's what's the word like we all think of it Sodom they didn't accept visitors
right. Those example. That's the example. That's the problem. That. I mean, we're rich. We don't want to share with anyone. Some examples. Have you laid? Paratia that they had a bed, have a minigangi ale orchin that they would make all the visitors lie down in. He marich gizela, if there were people that were too tall, they would cut off their limbs to make them fit.
Yeah, this is
And
a,
if they were too.
going a bit further than this is like torture.
Yes, yeah. Torture strangers, okay, right? If they were short, matachinle, they would stretch them out. Which is the Procrustean bed from Greek mythology, right?
Oh, really?
Yeah. It's this is probably older than the Gemara story there. I don't.
Oh, wow.
This is Procrustes was a rogue smith, blacksmith. Attack people stretching or cutting off the legs so as to force them to fit the size of an iron bed. Okay, clearly the same story here. I don't know who had.
That's a different quality than not accepting visitors and sharing with them.
Okay, it is, but specifically, this was aimed at the Orchian, right? They would torture the guests, anyone who came in. They didn't want anybody there.
All right.
Yeah, Anya, if a poor person came, Dinra, that's another story that everyone would give him a dinner. Everyone would give him money. Katib Shimei Ale, and they would write their names on each coin that they would give the guy. Riftulohave but no one would sell him bread. They would give them money, but they couldn't do anything with it. And he would die of starvation. Everyone would go back and say, well, we play a good trick and take their money back.
Oh, how weird. Okay.
That's good. And then probably the most famous one, Rivta. There was a young woman, Rivta, who was giving bread out to the poor. Chatzva, and Chatzev, I think it's the gates. Ikle Milta, the thing became known. Shfui Debusha, they covered him with honey. Ukmo al Igar Shura, and they tied her to the wall. Ata Ziburi Bachlui, and she was consumed by the bees.
Because she was doing what? Giving
So she
bread?
was Kamafka Rifta La Anya. She was giving bread to the poor.
Oh, okay.
Okay, that's Sodom. All sorts of cruel things we can think about with the poor, the stranger, the father, the orphans, the widow. Okay? And that's the sin of Sodom. I got mine. I'm not going to share it with you at all. And in fact, the Mishnah in Pirkei Avot says this: Arba Midot Ba'Adam, there are four kinds of people. Omer Shali Shali V'Shalcha Shalcha. Right. Mine, but I have mine, mine's mine, yours is yours. Zumi dabinanit, that's an ordinary person. Yeshomrim, and there are those who say, Zumi dat Sodom.
Oh.
That's Sodom to say, Shali Shali v'shalcha shalcha, and that's it. Taking it too, and then we got the other kinds, but the Bartanura on this, Midat Sodom, is Karov Hadavar Lavoli Midat Sodom. It's not really that bad, right? Binanit, but it's close, you're almost getting to that point of Sodom. So the person has that attitude generally. Then even if for something where you could help somebody else without losing anything yourself, well, you won't want to give anybody else any benefit. That's classic Midat Sodom. Someone else benefits and you don't lose anything. You're not giving anything up. Because they want to eliminate any travelers from among them. Even though the land was plenty, there was plenty of room, plenty of space. They wouldn't have lost anything by letting some people in. Still, they would refuse it. And the halacha actually is interesting. The halacha is that kofin al midat Sodom. The bet in the court can force a person to cede something if they won't lose anything by giving it up. Okay, one of the classic examples is Gemara Baba Batra that goes through a couple examples of that. How does Ahud Ara a mitzvah debay Nishaya? It's part of the lachos of Bay Mitzvah. It literally means on the border. So one of the sons who are inheriting buys a field that borders their father's borders the estate of the field. The field, or rather, of the estate.
Say
So
that again.
one of the sons buys a field that is on the edge of their father's field they've inherited, Benishiah, the estate's field. Okay, so
Okay.
fields are adjacent. He come Palgu. When they come to divide up the estate, he says to the he can say to them, Palguli Amitsrai, give me a share that's bordering my field. Right? So I can have one big field as opposed to two little ones.
Oh.
And Rava says, Kigon ze kofin al midat Sodom, that it would be midat Sodom for the other heirs to say no. If presumably
Oh.
the field's equal, it doesn't matter which piece everyone gets, to say no, you're going to get the one that's furthest away from you, the one that you already own. That's me.
Oh.
That's Zen Nemev Zen Zen Nochaser. The other ones aren't losing any. So
And the
that
phrase kofinami, that still means you force it. You
we
force
force,
it.
we right,
Yeah.
the court forces it if someone's exhibiting a Midat Sodom.
Okay. So the Midat of Sodom was not giving anybody anything, even if it didn't hurt you.
Right.
And you don't let that, you don't let people do
You do
that.
not let them,
Okay.
right? And that was saying that's the problem that Yeshaya is talking about. That's what you're doing here. I mean, at every point, even the littlest thing, yes, you're right. And that ends up being oppressing the orphan and the widow just for its own sake. Just so that, I mean, again, the way they stay, they started out being just so to make sure nobody ever comes here, nobody wants to come.
And the
Into
chamuts.
Sodom.
You didn't make the chamuts
Who was
happy.
happy, right? How much does it cost you to make to be Asher Chamutz?
Yeah.
Go do that. Okay, so Moshe is telling the people that the galut that's happening is not only for betraying Kadosh Baruch Hu, but for betraying each other, right? That's a sin, ben adam l'chaveiro. So that's different, okay? That's what to say that you're going to get punished like Sodom, that's what this metaphor means. Not you're literally going to get, fire and brimstone coming from heaven. The punishment is the same as Mikalut and war and drought and all that. But this is this, right now we're saying be careful of Midat Sodom. So the question is why now? Why in this week's Parsha? Why is this speech different from all other speeches?
Wait, so how it's different in that the punishment
It specifically talks about the punishment of Sodom. That right now you are Lord like Sodom.
Oh,
That's new. That's
okay.
never mentioned before. Right? But yeah, I'm below Tishmu, then article attain you below, the
It's
land will
not
give
different
produce.
because it invokes a supernatural power. It's different because it brings in Sodom.
Right, that's what I'm saying. It's not right. We're
Okay.
not claiming that there will be a supernatural punishment. Okay, that's not different. We're just evoking Sodom here. Remember Sodom. Okay, and it's
Okay,
different
so
because
why?
this particularly was the speech to the community. You are now a people. Kulchem. You are all standing here with Hashem Elokecha. Right, Roshechem, Shiftechem, Zikneichem, Shoftechem, your leaders, your elders, your officers, Kol Ish Yisrael, the people, Tapchem, youth, Shechem, women, Gercha, Shebekev, Mechanecha, all the strangers that are among you, the drawers of water, the hewers of wood and the drawers of water, the lowest classes, they're all here. You're all coming together for this breed, for this covenant. With Hashem and the curses that go with it. That God is sealing with you today. You're all in this together. And now you're all responsible for each other. That's what happens now. Temitzavim kulchem, and that's both spirit physically, in terms of tzedakah, and spiritually, because the paragraph ends saying, Hanisterot l'shem Elokeinu, the hidden ones belong to God, v'niglot lanu u'vaneinu ad olam. But that which is revealed belong to us and our descendants forever. La sotah kol divrei Torah zot, to do this law. But you're not responsible for enforcing the Torah. And he adds, and Rashi says, "Im tamru mai b'dein la sotah." If you're going to say, what can we do? Atama al yachid. From here on in, you're going to punish the community, the many, for the sins of this one. Because it starts out, the parak starts out, Pinyesh Ish, if there's a single person, and then it talks about Ruat Bakota Aris, the whole land gets wiped out.
Well, how does that sentence finish? Im yesh bachem ish?
Says Im Yeshem Ish O Isha O Shevet O Mishpat O Shevet Asher Hunehayom Me'im Hashem, if there's a person or a family or a tribe that turns away from God.
Oh, that turns away from God.
Right.
Maybe
This thing, and then the exact example.
you want to add that? No?
I could do that. Yeah,
I
it's
mean, it's not just if there's someone who what?
right. Yeah, okay. Let's hold that. That's it. Our
You could just
page.
put it in brackets or something.
Yeah, I'll do that. I'll put that there. Okay. Yeah, Rashi doesn't quote it, but it seems you know it. Okay, so I'll do that. But then it says once as one person sins, makota, but they'll see the plagues of the entire land. Like the whole land gets wiped out in this story. Hello, that no one knows what's hidden, evil lurks in the hearts of men, I think is the quote. Right. But you don't know. So don't worry. Hanisterot, God's not going to punish anybody for what's hidden, for things that are not, you can't figure out. That belongs to God. Who yifare and God will collect payment for that. But that which was revealed belongs to us and our children. Now we're responsible. We have to wipe that out. Bimlona said, "Din bahem yanchu arabim," and if they don't do justice, then the people will be punished. Okay? This is your community responsible for each other. Right now, you have to enforce laws now. Right? Teshu mishpat, asut tzedakah. Nakud al lanu vaneinu. And if you look in the Torah, those dots there are actually written in the Torah. Okay? Which always is that read as an asterisk. Like, yeah, there's a footnote there. Don't take this literally, there's a lesson there. It's written on there, the Darosh. For the drasha she'af al niglot lo anash et rabim, that even this idea of responsibility, haniglot lanu vaneinu, like we're responsible for sins that we can find out. We're not responsible ad she'yavro et yadin, until they cross the Jordan, which they kiblu aleihem et ha'shavua b'har gerizim b'har eval. at that ceremony in Har Avim Har Eibel when they all took responsibility for each other. V'nasu arevim zelazeh. At that point, that's the message of Haniglot L'Avoneinu, the Nesiv HaTemis Avim, is that we are guarantors for each other. We are responsible for each other.
Wait, is that Pasuk HaNistarot, the Haniglot? Is that in our Perek
Yeah, that's
Parsha?
right here. That's right here. Devarim Kaf Tet.
That's in our Parsha.
That is the end of the paragraph that starts Atem Nisavim Hayom. And
Okay.
Penyesh Pashkan Ish, Vunemeim Hashem Elkeinu, and right, the Makot
Yeah.
Kemapechat Sdom
Right.
Vamorah.
So the
That
Parsha
ends.
is, what's our Parsha? Nitzavim?
Nisavim, right.
You don't want to put that. You just Devarim Kavtet.
Oh. I don't think we quoted Nisavim here. I mean, I can have it all in front of us, but you know,
Well, no. What I mean is in your.
I did start with Nisavim right here, right? It's like Perek Chavtes starts with Atem Nisavim Hayom, and ends
Right.
with Hanistaro L'Hashem Elokeinu.
Yeah.
Right here.
Okay. You don't usually put the Parsha name. You just put the
Right.
book, right?
Yeah. I mean, we
Yeah.
talk about it. It's Atem Nisavim Hayom,
So you know what
right?
those dots really are, right?
We really are. What are they really?
They are really ink that dripped in one man in a basic manuscript that was handed down to us. The sofer, the ink dripped, and then
Was
it
that
got copied
over
over and over.
every? You have evidence of this?
No.
Oh, okay. I don't know. I don't know why you would want to do that, but we're gonna read the drash here.
Yeah.
We're surely gonna read the drash here. Okay, I won't
So
stone you for that.
it's not a trup. You don't read it
It's not a
differently,
trope.
right?
No. And this is not the trope is not in the Sefer Torah. That's in the Sefer Torah.
Okay, so now wait, tell me again. What is it? It's to draw our attention to it.
Is to say that this is right, that the it's not let's say there's an asterisk. It's an asterisk on there. This is not literally. The Niglot are not really for us. They're not yet. This will come into effect. The
Oh.
Niglot later when you accept Kol
Oh,
Yisrael
so it's
Arevim
like if you put
Zelazeh.
an asterisk and then if you put a footnote for the, you
Right.
know,
That
let's
this
say
is
the footnote
realize that
would
this is not
say
coming.
coming up, yeah, when
That
you
this
get
is
into
coming up.
Israel. Okay.
Right. As it says, it's a sifra, right? That kish kashlu ish ba'achiv, that one
But it
person
says
will.
ad olam. It's not just while you're together in Israel.
Right, it is meant to be forever. And the argument is that we're still responsible for each other.
Even now, when you're not in Israel.
Okay, but here, realize when you violate that, that is miyat sadom. Right?
Okay.
As it says, right, as in the Tochacha, Kashlu Ish Be'achiv, one person will stumble because of another. It is Ela Ba'avon Achiv, for the sin of the other. Ma'amech and Kol Yisrael Arevim Zelazeh is that we're responsible for everybody else.
Kol Yisrael Arevim Zelazeh. That's a big deal, I guess.
Yes. So, and
I
what
mean,
does that mean in
we
terms of.
quote it, we use it kind of flippantly, but it's a big deal.
Right. So there are two quotes. There is Kol Yisrael Chaverim,
Oh.
and there's Arevim, which are different
Arevim.
words. Arevim means
Yeah.
a guarantor.
Oh.
I'm responsible for your debts.
Oh.
Okay? So stronger than being
It's
a
not from
chaver.
like an Eruv, like connected, everybody's together.
Yeah, it's the same root, but the word arev literally means a guarantor, that I'm now connected to you in that sense.
But how does it translate into an Eruv?
Erev means mixing.
What does it mean?
Mixing.
Mixing, yeah.
So an Erev Tchumen is where all of our homes are one. And Arev, it means our debts are one.
Okay.
Your debts are my debts. I am
Yeah.
responsible for paying them back. Okay? And here it's your
Yeah,
spirit.
that's a modern word, I think. Are we, you
I
know?
believe so.
Yeah.
A guarantor, probably.
Yeah.
Okay. So Moshe is saying that this brit between Hashem and the people is also brit between the people themselves. You can't have one without the other. They're not connected.
Can't have one without the other. Love and marriage.
I am ignorant. Sorry. Okay, that's why Hillel can say, right, the Allah sani the chavrecha latavid, right? What's hateful to you, don't do to your to someone else. Zehu kol Torah kulo. Right, that's the whole Torah. The Idyach Parashah Hu, the rest of the commentaries, the Gemara and go and learn. Okay, everyone qu says, well, that Dalech Sadi Lechaverech Lotavid, right? What you hate, don't do to others, sounds like a good basis for Be'adam Lechaverot, but it's not a basis for Adam Lechom. We're saying, yes, it goes together, those go together. Okay, you can't serve Hashem without the mitzvot she Be'adam Lechaverot.
Okay, the infinite, wow.
To put it philosophically, there's no way to relate to the infinite if we can't relate to our fellow human beings. Okay, that's very Levinas. We like Levinas.
You
Emmanuel
like
Levinas, the
it?
French, right? Emmanuel Levinas, French
No.
philosopher, just immediately post-war.
I don't know philosophers.
From guy has a bunch of essays on the Talmud, but famous philosopher talks about ethics as being the basis of philosophy.
Oh.
I can't think of abstract things. I have to look at other people, right? Levinas
That's
treats
the ethics. Who wrote the ethics? Aristotle?
Aristotle wrote, and I can't pronounce Nicomedean.
Nicodemian
Something
ethics?
like that ethics, but this he's
Wait,
not. It,
should infinite be capitalized in his quote?
Well, I am quote. This is directly the way it's written in this particular quote here.
Okay.
Okay, I'm just right. I quoted it as infinite
Yeah.
here, but his words
Yeah.
are like that. So Levinas treats the face of the other as a trace of the infinite, face of the other human being. We cannot behold God in any manner of givenness except through the face of the other fellow human being. The other
Okay.
in Levinas' philosophy is other people. Right? Are the way we relate to Hashem is the way we relate to other people. We have no idea what infinite means. To say you love Hashem without loving other people is a meaningless statement. You're just making stuff up. That's Levinas, and that's part of what we're saying here, and that's actually relevant to Yom Narim coming up.
And I don't want to be picky in here, but he capitalized the word face of the other.
Yes, let's go look at that. I put a dash in God, but let's look at his quote over here. So this is talking about Levinas. This is not a quote from Levinas directly.
Oh, the face
This
of the
is
other.
where we
That's a
have different.
thing. The face of the other.
Right. So that is so Levinas. I think he had a book called it. Totality Infinity. What was the name of this book?
Face of the other. That's a
Yeah,
thing.
that is, yeah.
Face of the other.
That is very Levinas's thing. That, when we see someone else, we have to treat them as infinite, as in like we don't know other people.
Can I? You got 1 minute? I once
Yeah.
heard a Dvar Torah. It was very, it was on Shavuos in Beis Abe, and we had all these teachings from even reform guy, rabbis and conservative. Anyway, so it was the face. It was the Aleph at Har Sinai. God like begins to speak and the people can't hear it. Anochi, the Aleph of Anochi, right?
Okay.
And what's that Aleph? The Aleph, he said, is in our face. We have the two you know how an Aleph has a line and
Right.
two,
It's sort of like it would be an X in English there.
something. Our face has that Aleph. And when you see it in another person, and you see that he's also in the image of God, in the face, I always remembered that. The face of
Crazy.
the other. I mean, We're stamped with the face to remind us that God is in all of us.
There's ethics in infinity. I
But
can't
how
wait.
does it look like an olive? I mean,
I mean, I guess it's supposed to look like an X, which is kind of as close you get with an olive is as close you get to an X,
yeah, an
right?
olive is like an X, but how does it look
Right.
like an
I
X?
guess one eye down the, you got to push a little bit, but I
Yeah.
guess it's. Levinas doesn't say anything about the olive there. He's just saying
But
that
you've heard an
we.
X, the some X in the face? You've...
No, I'm trying to
Oh,
say that the olive
yeah.
is quite symmetrically the same idea. I threw the nose to the corner.
Yeah. I guess you have to push it a little.
Yeah, I mean, Levinas isn't saying anything that literal
Okay.
about look, but he's saying you look at someone else, you have to see, you have a moral obligation, ethical obligation to see others as infinite.
But it's a funny, he says, the face of the other.
Yeah, I mean, philosophers are funny.
I wonder where that
And he
guy,
said
I
it in
wonder where
French
that
too.
rabbi got that idea. You think he made it up or it's somewhere?
Let's see what we have.
The aleph is, you see the aleph as a something from Anochi.
Here we go. The Velveteen Rabbi. Here, the velvet is a Freddie.
Oh, that's from Velveteen Rabbit? That's funny.
Yeah, it's a point. I've read things here. Here we go.
Oh,
Rachel Barron.
my God, what is this? Seeing the Aleph? There it is. Holy
Yeah,
cow.
that's where we found it.
How did you find this?
Here, I just I use well, I said the Aleph in the human face. We got this, we got Count
Wow.
Manuel.
Could you send me one of these, or I could just find it? What did you do?
I
Shavuot
just searched,
teaching in
no, I
your
just
face.
searched here. The Aleph in the human face is what I
An
searched under.
aleph in the human face.
And the
So
Velveteen
it's
Rabbi
pretty
has.
cool, isn't it?
Yeah, so what is he saying here?
And he ties it to Anochi, right?
Right, the Aser Dibrot, face to face, panim al panim. And. Right.
Oh, you have faces, divine
Anyway, that's
face.
it. The Aleph is written as a form above with two yuds attached.
Ah, yeah.
So he says that two eyes are two yuds, the nose is above.
Oh, that's what it is, right.
But
Wait, the nose is the big
above,
thing. You have
and
to
then
kind
two
of
eyes.
twist the eyes,
Yeah,
yeah.
yeah, yeah. You got to push it to get an Aleph
Yeah.
out of that.
Very
But
cool.
the idea is there.
So you don't think Levinas, when he said the face of the other, he has nothing to do with this.
No, he might have agreed with
Okay.
the idea, but he wouldn't. I don't
Right.
know that he said anything about shape of an olive there. He's saying,
Right.
right? He's not really care what the face actually looks like. It's just
Yeah.
symbolic.
Okay,
Okay, but at any
cool.
rate, but again, your ben madam makom depends on your ben machaveiro.
Yeah.
So what that means on Yom Kippur, right? This mission, you know this. Averot she-ben adam makom Yom Kippurim mechaper, right? Sins between you and God, you can get atonement on Yom Kippur. Klapchet, be cleared. Averot she-bedam adam lachaveiro, but between with you and another person in Yom Kippurim mechaper, there's no atonement on Yom Kippur. Ad she-yiratzu chaveiro, yiratzer chaveiro, until you appease the person you sinned. We know that. Ezed derash Rabbi Elazar Azariah. Right, Rabbi Azariah has had a drasha on this. It says, "Ki bayom azeh yechaper lechem, utar lechem, mikol chatatechem, lifnei Hashem titaru." Ki on this day you will get atonement and be purified from all your sins before God. You shall be pure. And then he seems to repeat it. Averot shebedam makom yom kippur mechaper. So sins before you and God, Yom Kippur is atonement. Averot shebedam chaverot yom kippur mechaper ad yiratzer chaverot. Not clear what he's adding. What did he get from this? What did he get from the pasuk? So this is a quote that Ben Zef showed me from the Echad Dat of Avadia Yosef. He's quoting Rav Yeshayahu Pinto. He's looking at the riff on the En Yaakov. Okay, in front of the path here. Avadia Yosef, Yeshayahu Pinto, the riff quoting the En Yaakov, which is the I got a collection on the Gemara. Says, Ulam Sharabi Elazar ben Azariah Balosif al Divrei Tanakam. The Rabbi Azariah is adding to the words of the beginning of the first Tana. He's saying something new here. What does the pasuk said? Shim lo pies el chavero, because if you don't appease your friend, the person you sinned against, gam averot sheben adam lamakom ena yom kippur.
Oh.
There, you're not even a kapara for. Let me extend that underline. Right, you don't even get kapara for the sins with God. The examine the pasuk, and he said that the pasuk says it. It starts with ki bayom hazeh yichaper lechem tarechem mikol chatatechem lifnei Hashem. You will be purified. You will be atoned for all your sins before God. Da'hinu averot shebeinam la'akom, but in bizman that needs to be a time of lifnei Hashem titaro that you have mikol chatatechem. That you are purified from your sins. We've already got a kapara from your fellow human beings. Then Hashem will go back and purify you from your sins between Lifnei Hashem. As men, you need to be pure.
Nice.
Until you've got if you still got outstanding mechila to ask, don't come to Hashem asking for kapara. So
Okay.
the previous brit was Ben Adam Makom, right? Ben Yisrael, we're now entering this brit Ben Adam L'Chaveiro. That's what this new brit was, in addition. So now they, and we still, right?
Oh, and still,
Still,
you did add that. Good.
right? Reliable for the sins of Sodom. But Midat Sodom, the absolute destruction of Gofrit v'Melech, Sreifa Kol Hatzav, that entail, that's what's going to happen. So remember Midat, the sins of Sodom, because we're still liable for that now.
And to the absolute destruction.
Destruction, we were liable, not for, liable for, and
To the, oh, how do,
now
what's to the.
they were liable for the sins of Dome and at risk for,
Oh, good. Yeah.
at risk of the destruction that's Sodom.
Wait, the destruction that what in, wait a minute, since and at risk for the absolute
Destruction
destruction.
of Gafrit Famelach Shreifa Kol Arzah,
Oh,
that
that what's the that there? That
that
is
the
what
sins of that those sins entailed.
entailed? Or caused or something.
Yeah, is that what entail means?
Does it?
That's why I would read it.
I don't like cause. I mean, the idea is caused, but I don't like that word so much. At risk of the absolute destruction, that those sins, okay, I guess entailed is good. It
Much
came
quicker.
with those sins.
Entail means to impose, require as a necessary accompaniment. As a concept, to impose as a consequence. That's entail, right?
Resulted in that those sins resulted in.
Instruction, the Friedrich Melech, that.
That those sins brought.
How about just that Saddam suffered?
Okay. That Sodom suffered. Excellent. Good.
For the sins
And then you
and.
don't have two that's also.
Yeah, the two that's is real. I never like, I gotta go, you gotta recast it for the two that's.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay,
Okay.
great.
Okay, so
Very
get
nice.
your yes, mechila from all your friends so you can go into Yom Kippur with a
All
clean
right.
heart and be osher the chamutz, okay?
Osher Chamutz.
Make people happy.
That could be a good name for a pickle company, like you said. These pickles will make you
There
happy.
you go. Yeah, osher chamutz.
Osher chamutz. It's not used. It's funny. It's such a good phrase. It's
Yeah.
terse. Okay.
Oh, sure. Okay, let's stop here.
Ishru Chamot. Okay. Thank you. So,
Yeah.